Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Spring is here, and so is Toronto's film festival season, despite the lockdown and the theater still being closed. First up is the Canadian Film Fest, which is on now, showing great new Canadian movies that haven't played before. This week, I'm looking at three new dramas about women. There's an actress haunted by an audition in Taipei, a high school girl crushing on a white guy in Scarborough, and an insolvent socialite retiring in Paris. Nina Wu, directed by Midi Zed. Nina Wu, played by Wu Keshi, is an aspiring actress in Taiwan. Originally part of a rural theater company, she moves to Taipei to make it big. But so far, 6 years on, her big break has yet to reveal itself. So when her agent offers a possible role in a festival-type feature looking for an unknown actress to play a complex character in a psychological drama, she jumps at the chance. But there's a catch. There's always a catch. The part calls for full frontal nudity and explicit sex. That's not all. There's a grueling and highly competitive hiring process that she has to pass through first. Luckily, she lands the lead role. Unluckily, the director, in order to get a real performance out of her, treats her like hell, on set and off. He works her into a frenzy. He slaps her face. He insults her. And he puts her very life in danger. She understands what an actor has to go through to deliver a spectacular performance. But that's not all. A dark hidden secret from the recent past still haunts her and is gradually pushing her to the edge. Someone is stalking her. She has disconnected memories of walking down endless narrow corridors in a red gown, passing identically dressed women at every corner. What is happening? What does this all mean? And can she survive? Nina Wu is an exquisitely beautiful mystery thriller about the life of an actress suffering from PTSD. It's about her, her dreams and hallucinations, as well as the movie within the movie. So at any given moment, she could be acting her role, having a nightmare or experiencing a hallucination, and you don't always know which one it is. Nina Wu is a collaboration between two people, the director, Midi Zed, originally from the Shan state in Myanmar, and Wu Keshi, a stunning and emotionally powerful Taiwanese actress based on her own experiences. With haunting music, striking costumes and set, beautiful cinematography, and a fascinating story, Nina Wu shows the dark, dark side of the movie industry, coated with a vibrant and flashy gloss. White Elephant, directed by Andrew C. It's the mid-90s at a Scarborough High School in Toronto. Pooja, played by Zareen Bushra, is a 16-year-old Toronto-born girl who doesn't quite fit in. She's too Canadian for Indian-born friends like Preet and Amit, played by Gurleen Singh and Dolmika Kevin Hapuarchi. Too Indian for Indo-Caribbeans, and too brown for the white kids. Her main pastime is going to movies or hanging out at Tim Hortons, but when a random encounter at a theater with a white guy she thinks is cute, things start to change. Trevor, played by Jesse Naismith, doesn't go to her school, but he's from the neighborhood and hangs with his friends nearby. He seems to like her, at least as a friend. Pooja starts lightening her hair, changing her style, and wearing green-tinged contact lenses to fit in. But can a brown girl date a white guy in Scarborough? Or is their Romeo and Juliet friendship bound to fail? White Elephant is a look at the racial division, rivalry, and prejudice among kids in a multicultural community as seen through the eyes of Pooja, a young woman. It's a shorter than average film, just an hour long, but it covers a lot of ground. Now, there are some strange details. I've never heard of Canadians putting their hands on their hearts during a national anthem. That's an Americanism. And why would Pooja's Calcutta-born father scold her for not speaking Hindi? Wouldn't he speak Bengali? But these are just small, minor quibbles. Acting was good all around. The costume design was fun. And the film gives a voice to groups rarely seen on the screen. French Exit, directed by Azazel Jacobs. Frances, played by Michelle Pfeiffer, is a Park Avenue socialite known for her attitude. She can cut down the fiercest critic with just a withering glance, and if snubbed by a waiter, she's apt to set her table on fire. She's not one to be underestimated. When her husband died, she withdrew her nondescript son Malcolm, played by Lucas Hedges, from prep school and brought him up at home. 8 years later, the coffers have run dry and she's insolvent. So she sells all her jewelry and paintings and pulls a French exit, that means an unannounced quick getaway, on an ocean liner with a satchel full of euros heading for Europe. She's accompanied by Malcolm and their black cat. Malcolm is sad because his girlfriend Susan, played by Imogen Poots, refuses to follow him to Paris. "Oh, to be youngish and in lovish again," says Frances. They set up house in her best friend Joan's pied-à-terre and start to enjoy life in Paris. And they soon have a motley crew of friends dropping by. Madame Reynard, a lonely fan, Madeline, a psychic, Julius, a private detective, and many others. Frances is spreading her wealth, handing off wads of cash to total strangers, basically everyone she meets. It's almost as if she's trying to get rid of it all before she says goodbye. But first she has to find her runaway cat, whom she believes is a reincarnation of her late husband. Can Malcolm adjust to life in Paris, and will he ever see Susan again? What is the real reason Frances came to Paris? And what will happen when the money runs out? French Exit is a leisurely paced, whimsical story based on a novel. Lucas Hedges as Malcolm is so low-key and introverted, you can barely notice him. But Michelle Pfeiffer's Frances is a fantastical creation. She is amazing. It feels like a modern-day version of Auntie Mame. It's written by Canadian novelist Patrick DeWitt, based on his own recent book. So it gives him lots of room to develop characters and supply clever lines. So while this may be a light and inconsequential film, it's quite enjoyable to watch. I like this one. French Exit and Nina Wu both open today, and White Elephant is playing at the Canadian Film Festival. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.